Happy Pride Month, everybody. And I was going to talk a little bit about Pride Month today, but then I thought to myself, that would be gay. And so I'm not going to be talking about it today. But I do want to talk about one of my favorite gay people in the Biden administration. And I know he's gay because he talks about it every time he's on camera. And that is Pete Buttigieg. Now, what does Pete Buttigieg even do? Nobody knows. We do know that he takes about 6 months off of paternity leave. Again, he's gay, so it's not like he was helping a wife recover from her pregnancy or anything. But luckily, we do pay for him as taxpayers to take 6 months of paternity leave. Recently, he went on CBS and he said something so stupid that even they couldn't ignore it. Take a look.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work, engaging them in the first handful, again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers, and the very first handful of chargers are now already being physically built.
So this clip proves two things. The first thing is that the federal government is absolutely garbage at everything. This guy has billions and billions of dollars, like that journalist pointed out, and at his disposal, not just for the EV chargers, but for many things. But specifically for the EV chargers, he has literally $7 to $8 billion to work on them, and he can't execute on a mediocre level, let alone an actually like sufficient or good level. Also, this man is supposed to be one of the Democrat up and comings. I should kind of mention that as well. He's been a small mayor. He was put in the position of being the transportation secretary. Nobody knows why. He hasn't done a good job. He's actually presided over probably the worst supply chain management of the last 50 years. I mean, if anybody out there has been trying to get furniture, it's impossible. If you're trying to build a house for a long time, that was impossible as well because of the supply chain and what was going on with COVID. Make no mistake, it wasn't COVID. It was the policies of Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden that was making it so people couldn't get their stuff. And those problems persist today. In fact, he has literally he's been doing this from the very beginning. It's never changed. If you look, the supply chain was awful when he got in. If you look now, it's gotten slightly better, but it really hasn't. Despite having billions of dollars just to build EV chargers, he can't even do that. Please, Democrats, this is my one plea to you. Please run him for president next time. And I hope that he is your nominee, because if you've got a Pete Buttigieg up against Tim Scott or Ron DeSantis, I think we all know where that's going to go. Number two, this is the second thing we learned about this clip. When the lies get maddening enough, not even the media, or some people in the media, perhaps some could, but many people in the media, not even they can cover it up. Not even they can look at you with a straight face, because maybe that girl was trying to give Pete Buttigieg an opportunity, but the answer is so gaslighty and so dishonest and it's so weak sauce that she just has to laugh and be like, really? You have $7 billion and you built 7 EVs? And then he sits there and he goes, by 2030. Dude, if you want to talk about Tesla, how many have Tesla built this year? The federal government is so bad at their job. If they would just treat themselves more like a business and they would actually get things done. Of course, Pete Buttigieg has never run a business. He's never even run a big department before until this administration. So he just simply doesn't know what he's doing. If our government is going to subject us, though, to 8% inflation for a few years, you would figure that something positive would come out of it. Like, it's not going to make up for the inflation. But you're assuming that if they're just printing money willy-nilly and doing something with that money, you're assuming that you're at least going to get some sort of return. So for instance, during COVID, you got the relief packages. They sucked because you're getting $1,000, but then you're losing $4,000 or $5,000 or more to inflation every single year. But hey, at least you got $1,000. So, you know, inflation, it kind of like goes from 8% to 7% in your mind. With Pete Buttigieg and the infrastructure package, they just took 8% inflation. They taxed you without your permission. And they're literally looking you in the eyes and they're giving you 7 EV chargers, probably not in your state or anywhere close to you. And they've literally, like I said, taken 8% of your purchasing power in your paycheck to do absolutely nothing except for have a job, which, you know, he's still employed. His employment's not up for another year. And I'm sure he'll lose his job after that. But It's just maddening that they would do that. The infrastructure bill was absolute garbage. There's very few people who could say, like, I've noticed our infrastructure improve. And if it has, it's because of your state or local governments. It has nothing to do with the federal government. So the bottom line is the infrastructure package really just was political pandering. And that $4 rotisserie chicken is now $7, unfortunately. And I just think it's another reason why Donald Trump is going to win, because people don't like $7 rotisserie chickens. Watch out, Joe Biden. As always, guys, if you liked this video or you liked the video of Pete Buttigieg sputtering along while a CBS journalist actually does her job, go down below, subscribe, comment your thoughts on this, and like the video as well. We'll see you next time.